We are up to Simin Tov Tzadik Ches in Hilchas Yontif, the halachas of Shechita and Yontif, and we'll be doing the first two Seifim. Sif Aleph, in Marin Sakin L'chochem B'Yontif, Liros Imhuroi Lishchokbo. The minhag was, and still is in many places, that aside from the shochet himself checking his knife, he would go to the local Rav, L'chvod, L'chvodo, and have him check the knife to make sure that there were no nicks in it. So the halacha is that you can't go and bring this knife to the Chacham on Yontif, shemet tiyeh paguma, as a gzera that the knife will be found to be imperfect. The yomer lo also lishchet bo mepnei pegimasa, and the Chacham is going to tell him that the knife is unfit for shchita. V'yelech v'yichadedeno b'mishchezes, and he'll go and grind the knife down on Yontif. So there's an isur d'rabbanon of having the chacham check the knife on Yontif as a gzera that you're going to come to sharpen the knife. The chacham shara sakin la'atzmo yochol ashilo la'cherim. A chacham that actually checked his own knife, he can go lend it to somebody else. Hagah, says the Ramah, va'achshav bizman hazeh shekol shochet roa sakin ba'atzmo. Today that the minig is that the shochetim generally just look at the knives themselves. Kolarotza lishchot b'yontav, anyone who wants to shecht on yontav, yivdok sakino me'erv yontav v'lo b'yontav. So the shochet himself should check his knife before yontav and not on yontav itself. Sheme yashchizenu, as a chshash that he's going to come and grind it, he'll sharpen the knife. Miyu im lo botko me'erv yontav, u'shas atchak, yochel levotko b'yontav. But if it's a shas atchak, if they really, there is no knife in town, the halachi is that one is allowed to check the knife to make sure that it's not pagum. Now, first of all, in a case where you say the rav was over and he checked it, the knife does not become posel. Now, what happens if the knife actually became mifkam? The knife got ruined on Yontif, or was found to be ruined, it found to be posel. The Mishnah Berurah brings it, there's a tzarechi, and we're left with a real suffix. Can you ask a goy to sharpen a shechita knife for you on Yontif? Later, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that the right thing to do is to prepare many sharpened knives before Yontif, several sharp knives before Yontif. This way, there won't be any problems. Also, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that he brings from Rabbi Akiva Eiger that someone who never shechted before is not allowed to do his first shechita on Yontif, because we don't know that he's actually going to do a good shechita, and he may end up just doing malacha shelo letzorach. Also, when a knife, a chalaf, is checked before Yontif, you are not supposed to go and put it back into the case of the knife, because we're afraid that it got dulled by the case itself, so that lechatchila you should not put it back. Now, all of this is checking the knife before shechita. There's another halacha, and that is that after you shechted, you check the knife, and if it's found to be pagum, then the animal you just shechted is pasul, is treif, I mean, a suffik treif. So what's with the checking of the knife after shechita? The Mishnah Berurah says that is mutter, because there's no chash over there. What's the shal? You're going to sharpen the knife? It's too late for that. I mean, the reason you're checking it is to find out if the animal's kosher or treif, and not so much whether or not you can use the knife again. Siv Beis, yochol laholech sakin v'habehema etzal tabach lishchot. You're allowed to carry the knife and the behema to the shochet in order for him to shecht it. Vafilu gedi katan, even if we're talking about a little goat, shetzarech laholicho akseifo, where you've got to go and carry it on your shoulder, it's mutter on yantif. V'afal pishay efshu laholicha me'esmol, even though you could have carried it yesterday. Or the shochet can go to your house and bring his knife to shecht your behema. Now the question is, why is this mutter? The halach is machshirei ochal nefesh that you're able to do erev yantif, you're not supposed to do an yantif. So first the Mishnah Berurah says this is not called machshirei ochal nefesh, shechita we call ochal nefesh mamish. The problem though is the Ramah was machmer even with ochal nefesh itself, that if you can do it on Erev Yontif, you should not be doing it on Yontif. The answer is that the Isser that we're talking about right now is the Isser of carrying. The Isser of Shechita, we do not say was Efshem Erev Yontif, because fresh meat is superior to meat that was shechted the day before. But with regard to the carrying, Why is it mutter to carry? Why is that considered machshirei ochel nefesh? Why isn't that just machshirei ochel nefesh that was efshalasos merev yontif? Furthermore, even if we call it ochel nefesh mamish, it was efshalasos merev yontif in the Ramaz Machmer. The teretz is that hotzah is one of those malachas that we apply the rule of mitoch shehutra letzorach hutra shelo letzorach, that once Chazal were matarit for the sake of ochel nefesh mamish, it's mutter for any tzorach. Since over here it's not so convenient to bring over the animal on erev yontif, the halachi is that it's mutter on yontif to carry the animal or the knife for the sake of shechting.